The region of Waterloo will again see the bright orange e-scooters and e-bikes this spring. The region has renewed their agreement with Neuron Mobility for 2025. This year, Neuron Mobility is expanding to accessibility-friendly bike and trike models. Isaac Ransom, the head of corporate affairs for Neuron Mobility Canada, said at Tuesday's regional council meeting, the region is the first in Canada to see these models in action.
We are looking at our adaptive vehicle program here in the region of Waterloo. This will be the first of its kind that we're aware of in Canada, where we'll be diversifying the fleet for vehicles for those with mobility impairments, providing some other options for people to engage in the program. So we do have two vehicles that are coming to market. One is a hand cycle and the other is an adult tricycle.
This new addition to the Neuron Mobility lineup provides a new mode of transportation for those with limitations, which works with the region of Waterloo's multi-year accessibility plan for 2023 to 2027 to address barriers and improve the accessibility of services, programs, and public spaces for people with disabilities in the community. Regional Councillor Chantal Hunick expressed her appreciation for this expansion to council.
In my view, this is a pivotal project for us because it demonstrates equality between spending municipal dollars, or regional dollars, I should say, on projects for people of various abilities. And so I hope that this serves as an example. Every time we spend money on municipal projects or regional projects, we need to consider people of varying abilities.
Neuron Mobility has been providing the region with alternative modes of transportation using e-bikes and e-scooters that are available for rent throughout the city. The bikes are rented and paid for per trip through the Neuron Mobility app. Ransom provided Regional Council with year-over-year stats that showed the number of people using the service has been increasing.
Rides replacing car journeys, so like an Uber or a taxi or personal vehicle, has increased slightly. Commuting to work has jumped over 20% from last year, which is probably the biggest jump. So this means that people are using this specifically for a use case, so travel or study, which is very encouraging news. And similarly, for things like running errands, we're seeing a large jump. Connecting to public transit, when we surveyed riders, was nearly 24%. And this correlates with what we've seen in where trips end and start at transit stations. About 36,000 trips started and 36,000 trips ended at transit stations.
The Neuron Mobility e-bikes and e-scooters will be available for use in April, while the accessible hand cycle and adult tricycle models will be available later this year. For Mix 98.5 News in Kitchener with the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Cora Cool.